St. Jude. The madness of an autumn prairie cold front coming through. You could feel it. Something terrible was going to happen. The sun low in the sky. A minor light, a cooling star. Gust after gust of disorder. Trees restless, temperatures falling. The whole northern religion of things coming to an end. No children in the yards here. Shadows lengthened on yellowing zoysia. Red oaks and pin oaks and swamp white oaks rained acorns on houses with no mortgage. Storm windows shuttered in the empty bedrooms. And the drone and hiccup of a clothes dryer. The nasal contention of a leaf blower. The ripening of local apples in a paper bag. The smell of the gasoline with which Alfred Lambert had cleaned the paintbrush from his morning painting of the wicker love seat. 3 in the afternoon was a time of danger in these gerontocratic suburbs of St. Jude. Alfred had awakened in the great blue chair in which he'd been sleeping since lunch. He'd had his nap, and there would be no local news until 5 o'clock. 2 empty hours were a sinus in which infections bred. He struggled to his feet and stood by the ping-pong table, listening in vain for Enid. Ringing throughout the house was an alarm bell that no one but Alfred and Enid could hear directly. It was the alarm bell of anxiety.